You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphianvideo.org for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
Bible students, welcome back to Christadelphian Videos, and in particular this series on the great and precious promises of God's Word. Now, if you've been following, and we sure hope you have, if you've been following our former videos, then you will have seen already the great idea of the promises from the Bible, the resurrection from the Bible, the work of angels in our life from the Bible, and the fact that God works with us and he makes everything turn out well if we are in his favor and being faithful to him. He provides forgiveness. He strengthens the inner man. And he says that he will add to us the things we need if we seek the kingdom first. We talked about the honor and glory of the kingdom age for those who believe him. We've talked about a glorious body that we should receive at the time we're made immortal. We've talked about overcoming and rule. And you may have noticed that on the way through, some of these promises were conditional. In other words, God said, if you do this, then I will do that. And that's a very significant feature. So what we're going to talk about today in this video is this aspect that God will never leave us nor forsake us. And we're going to give it the letter N with the little phrase, never leave you, based on Hebrews 13, verse 5, where it says, let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. Now, that's the kind of support God wants to extend to us, that he will never leave us. Well, let's look into this, because it's a rather narrow promise in the sense that there are other promises close to it, but it's important to see this and its value to us. So it's related to the idea that we must trust in our God, that is Yahweh, and that he is a rewarder. So when we go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, where we have this wonderful chapter on the faithful people of Bible history, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. First of all, just notice the condition. He who comes to God must believe that he is. So if we don't believe that he is, and, you know, he's given us this wonderful world which we live to see so much evidence of his handiwork, of the power and the glory associated with what he's made, then we're really not going to have much faith in God. But that's there to offset that natural doubting spirit that we have, to convince us that God lives and he's not left us. He's there maintaining this earth, maintaining our life on it. But this idea that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him is another conditional promise. You can see he's a rewarder, but you have to diligently seek him. Now let's expand this a little bit. I think one of the best examples of this was found in the Old Testament, where there was a challenge facing soldiers going to war. And it was that God had said he will not leave you nor forsake you in a matter of war. Well, there's people trying to kill you out there. There's people who have set traps for you. If you just happen to go the wrong way, the likelihood is that you'd be facing being maimed the rest of your life, etc. So in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear or be afraid of them, For Yahweh, your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Well, if God goes with you into the war, then you can understand how soldiers would have a much greater confidence in going with him. But, you know, these pictures that keep coming to us in the situation that's happening in the war that's going on in Ukraine presently illustrate to us that there's a lot of soldiers don't go with a brave face to war. In other words, there's fears, there's reasons why they don't have any confidence. Do they trust in God? Well, look at this. Life in the warfare of our God is not for the double-minded. And he points this out in that record in Deuteronomy 20. He says in verse 8, the officers shall speak further to the people and say, what man is there who is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest the heart of his brethren faint like his. Now, you don't hear people saying that today, that look, if you're fearful, stay home. But God said that concerning the people that were in his armies. If you're fearful and faint-hearted, stay home. Well, what would make us double-minded like that? He lists three things. He says it could be you're building a house. He says it could be you've planted a vineyard. He says it could be you just got married. Now, that's a very interesting thing to contemplate, because you can see the double-mindedness that would be in a person. Look, if I go to war, the chances are, if you just look at chances, I may die, or I may be maimed and infirm. I may be, you know, lame the rest of my life. But I'm trying to build a house. I'm trying to get this house finished. Or I've just married my bride of my aspirations here. And here's this wonderful woman, and here I am out to war, and she's at home. Or it could be the career of a man who has started a new career. Well, that's what you do when you plant a vineyard. You start a new career, and it could be that that's got in the way. Those are just the things that are getting in the way of people today. And so life in the warfare of our God, which does not include killing people, it's that God likens it to warfare because there's things which can take us down quickly, as well as we must trust in our God to have the right attitude to continue to be involved in that warfare. So God's thought this out from the very beginning, and he made it out clearly in his word that we must not be double-minded. Look at the Apostle Paul's service that he deals with in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He says in verse 8, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, that is, no way out, it seems, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're struck down, but not destroyed. What do you think? The Apostle Paul is just writing this out of the idea of poetry or something, that he could say, these are the ways in which we really feel burdened down in the warfare that God's got us involved in. But we're never crushed. We're not in despair. We're not forsaken, and we're not destroyed. It's very important for people involved in the warfare of God or in the discipleship that we've been called to in the Lord Jesus Christ to feel sometimes that that's the way trouble is bearing down upon us, whether it's personal trouble in our life or in our family or in our career or maybe in the places where we dwell. All of these things can be major concerns for us, but we should never let them defeat us. And you see, the problem was that if you go to warfare and you're going with other people who are involved with you, and you're double-minded, God said when he talked to Moses, that's the likelihood of other people being double-minded. What's your attitude? You'll probably influence the other person. Now, we've known that, I'm sure. Everyone who's been involved in God's work for years would say, yes, there are being people that maybe I didn't influence in the right way, but there are others that I think I did. And yes, I know people who influenced me that it just wasn't right. It attracted me to the world, not to God's work. So there are times when we sit down and we really need to think things through, but God will never forsake us. That is the key. You see, he says this in an interesting way through the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2. It's one of the faithful sayings, the five faithful sayings of the Apostle Paul. He says, this is a faithful saying. If we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. You see, God will never break his part of the bargain, so to speak. What he has said and promised to us, God will stand behind that promise. But the likelihood is, if the promise fails in our life, it will be because we have left. We have abandoned it. We have not thought about it. We have let other things erode it away. That's not what God intended. And he gives us the evidence of this every time spring comes. These little snowdrop plants push their heads through the snow even at times to come out and show us that spring is about to happen again. And it's happened every year in my life. I'm sure it has in yours too. God will never fail us, never forsake us. But we need to know that faith is not something that we get out of a cereal box. Like, it doesn't come that way. Faith grows. Now, you look at this example in the life of David. You'll remember this if you're a Bible student. You will have come through this many times and thought about this. 1 Samuel chapter 17, the record of Daniel facing off with Goliath. It says, moreover, David said, talking to Saul, King Saul, Yahweh, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and Yahweh be with thee. Now, I think that is so valuable for us to see. David's thinking of the paw. He's thinking of the lion and the bear. And he sees this man out there with a clenched fist of what he's going to do to anyone who dares challenge him from Israel. But he sees it from God being faithful of what God has said he will do. And so he is prepared to put his trust in God, knowing that God is faithful and realizing that those former experiences ought to make him believe that God will be with him this time as well. Sometimes we miss that. That faith is like a stairway. We go upstairs. We should be getting higher with our faith. Well, the ultimate trust is obviously with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we've looked at this passage before, he said, I have received of my Father. This is what my Father wants me to do. And this is the promise he made to me. John 10, verse 17, therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power, that is authority, to lay it down. And I have power, that is, again, authority, to take it again. This command have I received of my Father. So the Lord Jesus Christ was determined to put his trust in God, because God had said to him, if he laid his life down, he would be able to take it again. Now, it's not that Jesus had the power to take it again. He was dead, but he had the trust in God. And by trusting in God and believing that God would do that for him, it happened. And the cave was empty. The stone was rolled away. So this promise that God will never leave us, never leave you nor forsake you, has to have meaning in our life. And we leave that for you with that passage in Hebrews chapter 13, because you see, we're not really facing an enemy in the way that the people of Israel did or that David did, but we have to contend with covetousness today, a very covetous society in North America and probably in most of Europe, maybe not in other parts of the world in Africa where people don't have access to as much as we did or the means to get that. But we do have to trust in our God. He will never leave us or forsake us. So that's our video for today. In our next one, we hope to talk about another aspect of what God's doing for us. It's something what related to what we had to say today, but it is based on the idea that God says, I'll never try you with a trial you can't bear, but with the trial, with the temptation, I will make a way of escape. And we want to talk about that in rather exciting video next time. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at btf@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen.